Chapter 2, The Confident Investor. The bottom line? Confidence comes with knowledge and experience. The distance between the confidence you have now and the confidence you seek is not far. How the confident investor thinks. Successful investors think differently than non-investors. They view money uniquely and develop patterns of behavior and thought that keep them in front financially. I want you to see how a confident investor thinks so that you can compare it to your own way of thinking and make any adjustments that you want. Confident investors think differently about money than non-investors. They think of money as a tool to help them achieve what they want. Like a key, money is a tool that can be used to unlock doors, important doors that determine the way a person lives today and in the future. When confident investors look at their money, they generally ask themselves, what's the best use of this money? They weigh the answer carefully. They understand that every decision has consequences, and they look ahead to see what those consequences might be. They aren't opposed to buying blouses, but they are opposed to buying blouses thoughtlessly. They know that the money for one blouse could be invested and grow to become enough to buy 10 blouses in a few years. Confident investors also ask themselves, how can I make this money make more money? They're experts at putting their money to work, employing it, so to speak, to create more. When money makes money, goals are achieved. That's how confident investors think about money. How does this compare to the way you think about money? If you think about money like a confident investor, you will see it as the tool that can create the life you want. Here's a tip. If you work, you trade time for money. When you have enough money working for you, you can quit. You have a choice about whether you trade time for money. That is financial freedom. About spending. Confident investors prefer to spend their money on making more money before they spend it on things that won't make them money. For investors, their goal drives their spending. They look at a pair of $80 shoes and know that it could buy 2 shares of a utility stock they've been watching. They may buy the shoes, but it's a careful choice, not a thoughtless one. Confident investors resist instant gratification, and you won't hear many of them rationalizing about why they just had to buy that new sofa. They are independent in their thinking about money and aren't swayed by what others do or buy. For confident investors, spending is intentional and always in line with their plan. For them, this is the way to be sure that they will retain tomorrow the same life and freedom of choice that they enjoy today. How does this compare with the way you think about spending? If you think about spending like a confident investor, you will see it as something that you do to support, not sabotage, your life plan. Confident investors are continually confronted with opportunities. The confident investors I know have a pattern of behaviors that help them filter opportunities. Number one, they resist invading their existing investments or their savings at all cost. If seizing an opportunity means taking money from another investment, they probably won't do it. Number two, they do their homework before deciding whether to pursue an investment opportunity. They research all aspects of the company until they feel confident that it will be a good investment. Number three, they are decisive, and once they make a decision, they stick with it and don't look back. Number four, they think about long-term security, not short-term volatility. Number five, they learn from their mistakes and move on rather than vow to never invest again. Number six, they know that opportunities come and go. If they don't catch this one, another one will come along. They are patient. Number seven, they are skeptical and tend to go the other way when everyone else is investing in a trendy stock. How does this compare with your thinking about opportunities? If you think about opportunities like a confident investor, you will see them as a choice that are good for you only if they fit your timetable, risk level, and current financial situation. About companies. Confident investors see businesses as potential investments, not simply places to shop. They pay attention to a company's products, management changes, and signs of expansion. They also understand balance sheets and can read the financials of a company. They know how to research using the opinions of analysts or research companies. This information is accessible over the internet and at your local library. Women are particularly good at spotting companies that might make good investments because they are the world's chief consumers. They know what works and what doesn't work. They know what stores offer the best product and services. They know when a product that every mother wants hits the market, and they can tell you the same about what kids want. This puts women at an advantage in selecting companies to invest in. Selecting individual stocks is time-consuming, so most investors have a few individual stock picks and let their stockbroker or financial planner make the rest. How does this compare with your thinking about companies? If you think about companies like a confident investor, you will see them as potential money makers for you. About choices. Confident investors see choices as trade-offs. They understand the difference between risk and reward, and they do what they can to minimize risk while maximizing reward. About risk. Confident investors do what they can to minimize risk. They don't want to lose money because it takes them in the wrong direction. Reducing risk as an investor means that you will take these steps. Invest in a number of different products. That way, if one drops, the others will make up for it. This is called asset allocation. You should allocate your assets here and there across the investment spectrum of stocks, bonds, and cash. Number two, seek advice from a professional whom you trust and who knows you. Number three, continue learning so that you can spot bad advice when you hear it. Number four, stay true to your instincts. Number five, remember, risk exists whether you put your money in the bank, in the stock market, or under the mattress. Having said that, I want you to know that confident investors expect to lose money no matter how hard they try to avoid it. They've learned that not all stocks or funds will perform well even when it appeared that they would. Loss is inevitable, but the success of the market over time supports investing. How does this compare with your thinking about risk? If you think about risk like a confident investor, you will take precautions, understand that some loss is inevitable, and stick with it anyway. Tip: don't mistake volatility for risk. Volatility is the ups and downs of the market. How the confident investor learns. The successful investor is a learner. She reads, watches, talks, and takes classes. She creates her own reservoir of information, from subscribing to newspapers such as the Wall Street Journal or the New York Times, to making financial sites such as financialmuse.com her internet homepage. She has her favorite financial channel on TV, such as CNBC. As the investor's knowledge grows, so does her ability to screen information that comes to her from advisors and her skill in making smart decisions. The confident investor knows that financial information is not beyond her ability to understand. She holds her advisors accountable and doesn't pretend that she understands something when she doesn't. She learns that if a professional can't describe a financial concept or product clearly, she may not want to continue the relationship. She attends classes and seminars in her area and beyond. The confident investor knows that learning is an essential ingredient to ongoing success. Most enjoy it and find it satisfying to stay on the cutting edge of information about the resources that will fund their future. How does this compare with the way you think about learning? If you think like a confident investor, you will see learning as your responsibility to yourself and an activity that will increase your future prosperity.